To be awarded a single Victoria Cross requires an individual to perform extreme acts of bravery in the presence of the enemy. The medal has achieved near mythical status, and since its inception in 1856, just 1,358 VCs have been awarded. But did you know that three men have been awarded the Victoria Cross twice? And in today's video, I shall be talking about the only man to be awarded the Victoria Cross twice during the First World War, and his name was Noel Chavas. Noel Chavas was born on the 9th of November 1884 in Oxford. He was born a short while after his identical twin brother, Christopher. His father, Francis, was a reverend, and in 1900, he was appointed the Bishop of Liverpool, and the Chavas family moved to the northwest from Oxford. Noel and his brother, Christopher, attended Liverpool College before they were both admitted to Trinity College, Oxford, and in 1907, Noel graduated with a first-class degree. He then went on to study medicine with the eventual aim of becoming a doctor. Noel and Christopher Chavas were talented sportsmen and spent much of their free time playing sports, in particular rugby, as well as athletics. Both men were talented at athletics and both went on to represent Britain at the 1908 London Olympics, running in the 400 metres. Unfortunately for them, however, neither of them got out of their heat and failed to qualify for the final race. The eventual winner of the controversial 400-metre final was Wyndham Halswell, who was killed in action in 1915 in France. Noel Chavas then returned to university. He passed his medical exams in 1912, where he became a physician at the Royal Southern Hospital in Liverpool. In 1913, Chavas enlisted in the Royal Army Medical Corps, or the RAMC, and was commissioned as a lieutenant. When war broke out in 1914, Chavas was attached to the 10th Battalion of the King's Regiment, the Liverpool Scottish. Chavas was critical of certain things in the army, in particular the use of ambulances and the treatment of shell-shock casualties, especially those marked as cowards or deserters, believing that the men should be helped and not shot. The men under his charge were Chavas's main concern, and he tried his best to help them, and despite many offers to move out of the line, he stayed. Despite clashing with his superiors, he was promoted to captain, and his first award for valour came in June 1915, when the 10th Battalion went into battle at Hooge in Belgium. Here at Hooge, he was awarded a military cross after spending over 12 hours rescuing casualties from no man's land after the battalion launched an attack on German positions and took heavy casualties. After refitting, in July 1916, Chavas and the Liverpool Scottish were stationed in the trenches of Houlemont in the Somme region. As many people are aware, the Somme saw extremely heavy fighting, and the casualty figures were insanely high. On the first day of fighting alone, over 50,000 British troops were wounded or killed. What many people don't realise, though, is that the Battle of the Somme lasted for over 4 months, and the attack wasn't actually called off until November 1916. On August the 9th, the 10th Battalion of the Liverpool Scottish was ordered to launch an assault on the German trenches in front of them. The men stood up and made their way across no man's land towards the enemy. The results of this ill-planned attack were predictably shocking, and within just a few hours, over a third of the battalion were killed. Once the attack failed, Chavas's work began, and once again, just like at Hooge, he ventured into no man's land and attended to the dying and suffering men there. He was so desperate to rescue his men, he got as close as 25 yards to the German trenches. He worked with a stretcher bearer, and the pair carried one badly wounded soldier over a distance of around 500 yards while being exposed to German fire. And when a shell burst near them, Chavas was wounded by shrapnel. Undeterred by this, he pressed on and conducted himself with incredible bravery, saving the lives of 20 badly wounded men who otherwise wouldn't have survived without his help. For his actions here on the Somme, Chavas was awarded the Victoria Cross, the highest award for valour that the United Kingdom can bestow upon its troops. After this, he was once again offered a role in the hospital, and this was something that he considered. But in a letter home, he said, "I have written to the hospital and said that though I valued their offer very much, I thought it would be better that I stay with the lads." In the summer of 1917, a year after the chaos of the Somme, the Liverpool Scottish were once again pressed back into the line, this time near the city of Ypres and the Battle of Passchendaele. On the 31st of July 1917, the Battle of Passchendaele began. The Liverpool Scottish were once again in the thick of it, and Chavas and his medical teams worked tirelessly, treating wounded men. On the first day of the battle, Chavas was wounded in the head by shrapnel, His wound was serious, but he refused to leave the line and simply bandaged his head and stayed with the men who needed him most. He and his medical team worked hard, and the 10th Battalion had taken quite a battering, and the casualties began to pile up. On the 2nd of August, Shivas was in an aid station taking a well-needed break. He'd been working non-stop for days and was at the point of exhaustion. While he was resting, a German shell landed on the aid station, scoring a direct hit, instantly killing or wounding all of those inside. Captain Noel Shivas, VC, was one of those men critically injured. But despite all this, Noel Shivas crawled on his hands and knees for over half a mile to get help for those men wounded at the aid station. He was taken to a hospital, but sadly nothing could be done. His wounds were mortal, and Noel Shivas died on August the 4th, 1917, aged 32. He was posthumously awarded a second Victoria Cross for his incredible courage at Passchendaele, becoming the first and only British soldier to be awarded the VC twice during the First World War, and only one of three in history to be awarded two. In his adopted home city of Liverpool, in which he and his family had lived, a park has been named Shivas Park, in honour of the family as a whole. His grave is located in Brandhook Cemetery near Ypres. His grave is notable, as it has not one, but two Victoria Crosses on it. But that concludes today's episode. Hope you all enjoyed that one. Thank you all for watching. Don't forget to hit like and subscribe. See you on the next one. Cheery bye.